Welcome everybody to another episode of BKRC Podcast. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm good. Here we go.
Where are we going?
Right here.
To where? No, this is cool. This is the first year anniversary of SABOSA. We have a lot of people here. So this will be a great episode. Yes. Great episode. Let's get it going. What do you think?
Here we go.
Roll the intro. Yeah.
Nice.
So we're celebrating SABUSA's first anniversary. What do you think, Kyle?
Yes, it's been one whole year since you started the company, because I was not here for the full year.
No, you weren't. But you know what? It's a very biased episode. This is a plug episode, as I would call it, right? Yeah,
there's no hiding this one. It's pretty obvious.
Nothing wrong with that. No, it's all fine. About SAB. It's all about SAB.
It's fine. It's all good.
It's all about friends having fun, right?
We have been having a blast since 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's been great. So, with us, we have Mr. Ron Corris Jr. How you doing, Ron?
Good. How are you guys?
Huh? We can't hear you.
Uncle Ron.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
What?
What are you talking about?
I'm right here. We can barely hear you. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Why?
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. Uncle Ron, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
All good?
Yeah.
We also have Gator.
Yeah. I'm in the house.
Yeah, Justin Cook.
What's up, guys?
And Justin Cook.
And John Cook. How's it going?
Justin Cook and Justin Cook. And we have... And John Cook, sorry. And we have our own Joe Mascarella.
Hello. 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 Yeah.
So, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the fact that we're having a lot of fun. This is a laid-back episode.
Super laid-back.
Unscripted.
Yep.
We haven't really done anything.
Scary.
Why scary? Huh. No, it's never fine. Scary. No
it's
way.
Good.
Why? What's scary? Tell us.
Beverages.
No.
What? We're drinking water.
Responsible adults. A lot of water. It was hot today out there.
Responsible. Yeah. Hold on. Ice responsible. Water.
Who has ever called me responsible? And this is Gator, in case anybody didn't realize it or not, right? But we're having a good time today. We're having a good time, right? Oh, right, Uncle Ron? We're having a good time?
We're having a great time.
Fabulous time. Justin, good time?
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Right? Good deal. John, good time?
Yeah, good fun.
Okay, good time. Joe, good time?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. You can tell we have a big crowd here. This has been great. This is, we started this company a year ago. It has been a huge challenge from day one. I think we've pulled it off. This is 1 year.
Yeah.
1 year. In this day and age, to survive a year in the hobby as a new venture is pretty good.
Absolutely.
It's pretty good.
Absolutely.
And, it's taken a lot of work. It's taken a lot of effort. You know, I owe a lot to people like, not to undermine, any of the people here, but Gator, you helped us a lot.
Thank you.
And, of course, Joe, not to mention, nonetheless, Kyle Stacey. And my wife, Susie. So it's been awesome. It's been great. It's been a good run.
I think it has been a good run. And I think that, you know what, it came really out of the blue with you guys starting SAB USA here and taking over all the distributorship for the whole U.S., right? And we picked up a lot of dealers, right? Some new, some old, right? And I think it's been a really good year. It started out great. We had a blast last year. This is the anniversary party of last year. Oh, my God, was last year fun.
And you know what? It seems like yesterday when we did 4th of July last year. And when we opened, it was literally 4th of July 2017. And this is 1 year and 2 days later. Like, 4th of July this year was screwed up because it was Wednesday. So we postponed it a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
But still, yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Yeah, and it's like a very tiny, minuscule micro fun fly, which I love because you just get to hang with your buddies and that's it. That's it.
And we've been doing nothing but flying.
There's no structured anything. There's nothing.
All day.
It's just hanging out. Yeah. So this episode is a solid 30 to 40 minutes of us shooting this shit together.
Yep.
Talking about flying, talking about our good old times,
yep.
And just enjoying this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that you all are enjoying the weekend. It's after all, it's sort of not really a holiday weekend, but kind of.
Might as well be.
Yeah, it might as well be, right? So, Joe, you're first up.
Oh, gosh.
Joe Mascarella. He's our graphic artist. So, The SAB USA logo was designed by Joe, of course, using elements from the original SAB logo. The BK Hobbies logo is totally Joe Mascarella.
All the banners you see on Facebook, on our website, the fancy photos are done by this guy right here.
Yeah, the Freedom Edition one.
Yep.
Everything.
Nice photo you see was done by Joe.
It's like, Joe, we need to do like some sale about this. Oh, yeah, I got it. And like 2 hours later, it's like done.
Yep.
It's like BKRC podcast. The banner with Kyle Stacey and Burke Cameron's ugly faces. and then most recently, Trek Alsati's special guest face. That's all Joe. Everything is Joe.
Boring stuff.
Our banners, our flags, our tent tops, our freaking everything. So, Joe, how long have you been doing graphic design?
20 years.
20? No way.
Yeah, a long time.
So what inspires you to do the things you do? So like, for example, like how did you even come up with BK Hobbies logo?
Well, we used a portion of the BK Hobbies logo to...
What do you mean?
Well, we wanted to keep the BK brand alive, and we wanted to keep pushing that BK brand, and that's what we wanted to push on everybody else. So... We just elaborated.
But what about the
it.
BK with the circle? Why a circle, not a square?
It just stands out.
Why not a heart?
Because people like Bert. They like Bert.
No. But why a circle? Why like a just a circle? It worked awesome. Why not a octagon? Why not?
Because sometimes the simplest thing is the best solution.
Nice. Wow, that was bold right there.
Yeah.
Powerful statement. Yeah.
So Joe, have you ever flown an RC? This is the funniest shit. So listen, I met Joe many years ago because my wife got hired to work for Ready Heli in 2008. Can you believe 2008? That's 10 years ago.
Really, really long time ago.
2008. It seems like yesterday, but it's 10 years now.
Yeah.
And then I came down to Ready Heli to Palm Beach County, Florida to work for Ready Heli or the Net Worth Media family of companies, quote unquote, in 2009. And I met Joe then. You got hired end of 2008. Because I remember they took Susie's office away to give it to you. And they said, Susie, you work out of home right now. We have a guy that's moving from Jersey. He's going to do all this. You have been in the hobby industry, technically, maybe not 100%, but you were in the hobby industry 100% involved for many years.
Ever since that day.
And then after Ready Hilly went under and everything and they shut their doors, you started freelancing and you started your formal company, which you already had, but you focus more on that over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what have you ever flown an RC helicopter?
Never.
Have you ever even thought about trying one?
No, because I know that it would crash immediately.
I think Joe is one of the very few people that I know that has been involved in the RC hobby and is too scared shitless to even try a helicopter.
Even try.
Yeah.
I'll break it really fast.
Yeah.
Really fast.
I do all the time, Joe. Come on.
All right. So, give it to John Cook. Let's talk to John for a little bit here. So, John.
How's
what's
it going?
Up? Good. So, John, what got you in the helis or what got you to get Justin in the helicopters?
Oh, shoot. I had neck surgery and I was laid up in bed for a little while and I got bored. And somebody brought a little 3-channel gas station infrared heli to the house to
What's
play
a
with.
A what?
The little $15 infrared 3-channel gas station helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I played it out. I couldn't fly over the crap. Mm-hmm. He got his hands on it, started just whipping around like it was nothing. Of course, mm-hmm. You know, half my age. They soak it up like a sponge.
And how old was he then?
He was just a little over 8.
Wow.
And that was the toys, you know, what you call toys.
Yeah. Back in the day.
So that's like, cool. This is neat. We looking online, seeing a bigger one. I'm like, ooh, look at this one. You build it for like $100. Didn't know anything about it. You know, no gyro. I'm like, what's pitch? Somehow I managed to get things to work. So we went out and I kept trashing it because I couldn't hover it. So he's like, can I try it? He tried it and just had a natural knack. He could get the thing to hover around and fly. Yeah. And then eventually went to a good buddy, Dave Warr's shop, had some questions. And he's like, come out to the field. We'll help you out there, and you can see what the helis are. Got out there, and they're just amazed. We're like, holy crap, they make helis this big. They can do all this crazy stuff.
And what
was
the first heli that you got for Justin?
His first real heli was the Align 550.
Yeah.
that Dave had to build because, like I said, that was new to me. I didn't know anything about it, but he saw Justin's potential. He's like, if he's flying this thing around with no pitch, gyros all backwards, let me help him get a good heli.
Yeah.
Then from there, we had a first event.
So what was the first year? What was the year that when you guys, John and Justin, when you guys came to Orlando Helicopter Blowout and you flew in the night competition, was it about a year after you started flying?
Or two? Yeah, 2011. It was about a year afterwards.
2011.
That was actually, I was scared more than him. I was shaking on that flight.
All right, give him the mic. Let's talk to Justin a little bit. No. So Justin, you came to OHB 2011.
Yep.
How old were you then?
I think it was either 8.5 or 9.
8.5 or 9.
I don't exactly remember.
So that was a tough one, right? Because Bobby and I were the judges at that competition. Were you guys there? Were you there, Joe?
What year was it?
2011, maybe.
Archer?
No. Oh, Orlando Helicopter Orlando. Blowout. Yeah. Were you there?
I might have been there.
You weren't in the hobby, were you?
I was there.
You were there. Gator was there. Of course, Kyle was there. Kyle was competing.
Yes, indeed.
So,
huh? How old were you then?
Kyle was...
hold on, let's do the math. I was 11. No.
It wasn't... You weren't...
2011?
2011 or 12?
No. It was either 11 or 12.
11. It was 12. Let's say... It could have been 11. So it's 7 years or whatever, give or take. So you were 15.
15?
Yeah.
15,
somewhere there. And Justin was 8.5 or 9 or whatever, or 9.5.
Kicking my butt.
And Justin was just—he flew his butt off, and everybody loved it. Everybody really did love it.
He did good, yeah.
And Stacy was—there's no offense to you, Justin. You're an awesome pilot, even to today. You're much better than you were then. You're an incredible pilot. But Kyle beat your butt, right? But people were so excited because Justin was like 9 or whatever.
Yeah.
And like Bobby and I were the judges, and we're like, okay, give it up for Kyle Stacy. And everybody's like, yeah. And okay, give it up for Justin Cook. And everybody's like, yeah. And like Bobby and I are like, this is just screwed up because everybody's, it's literally a tie. We know Kyle won it, right? But he was 9. So we split the price. And I think that was
awesome. It was cool.
That was a fair thing to do.
Sure,
so
it was fun.
He was flying, needless to say, like way ahead of anybody at H9. So that's really awesome.
That was his first.
Congratulations, dude.
Thank like you.
Back in the day.
Like, and you're kicking butt right now. You're a much better pilot than I am these days. Yeah. Like,
no.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And how old are you now?
15.
15.
You have a lot more creative maneuvers. You're younger. You have better reflexes. I can smack it, but that's about all I can do. And if I smack too hard, I'll smack myself into the ground. So it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, Justin's got a few years ahead of him. He hasn't peaked yet. He's
no
got years.
Way.
Yeah, he's got
Justin's
so many years.
Justin's going to peak in another 5 years.
Yeah. Just keep going.
It's like you, dude. When you were 15, you were awesome, but you weren't like...
You're not like there.
If Justin was doing the same thing you did at that competition and at night competition at OHB back then, if he was there in your shoes, he would have probably taken that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But... He's not where you're at today, but he will be where you're at today in another 5 years, without a doubt.
100%.
So just keep pushing, dude. You got it. Like, you're there. You just got to open up and be. Just talk to people.
Just make fun of people.
Yeah,
that's the best
make
way
fun
to
of people.
Just
people
make fun
love
of people.
Being made made fun of.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, give it to Gator because Gator loves making fun of people.
He's great.
I don't make fun of anybody. So, I joke. Okay. I kid with everybody.
So did you have a good time today?
Yeah, today was a blast. We had a good time. We
so
did
tell
a lot
the
of
audience that are listening to this nonsensical podcast.
Nonsensical.
Non-scripted, nonsensical podcast. What is this party all about? What are we doing here?
The party is because it's a year anniversary of SAB USA coming into the world together. And last year we had a good time. I mean, we flew all day. We ate. We had last year. Yeah, last year. So you last
we had
year
a big
we're start.
You went live about 54 times.
Yes, I went live a few too many times last year. We might say that I might have had one or too many adult beverages last year.
You didn't go live this year.
No, didn't go live. We were so busy. We were having fun. Look at all the videos that we did and the flying that we did. We had a great time. Today was so much fun. Just all the camaraderie of all of us hanging out, flying, you know, being together for the anniversary, which was really big. And this is just the beginning. It's not even, I shouldn't even say it's the beginning. It's just a continuation of
so we
so
give
much
away
more.
Like a set of blades. We give away like a 3-bladed tail rotor. We give away a $100 gift certificate. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to give away something else after we record this tonight.
Sure.
And then tomorrow, Saturday, and tomorrow, we're flying the Tortugas.
The Tortugas.
KR-84.
Hold on. Tortuga.
Tortugas. From the Tortugas.
The Kruger. Battle of Antarctica.
From Kruger Industries.
Kruger Industries.
And we should give a shout out today. You know what? I think it was two contests, right, that we did where it was trivia. Okay. Then
three.
Frank.
Yeah, three.
And three? Frank got three. Two out of the three?
Yes.
Frank Mordelios.
From Inverted RC. Frank Mordelios.
Frank from Inverted RC. Frank from Inverted RC actually came up with the right answer to the question.
Yeah.
And he, instead of collecting the prize himself, he donated, he allowed it to go to the next person that won. And you got to, you know what? Frank's a solid guy. Frank's a solid guy.
Yeah,
and it's amazing how much crap, shit, we give each other that they're all trying to make me laugh.
Thank you,
now,
Frank.
It's crazy. Because really, I'm not sounding as crazy as I usually am,
but
right?
You know,
this is like a little too normal.
It was a very kind gesture that Frank asked that, like, he had the right answer twice. And he always came back and said, give it to the next guy.
And
obviously, he opened the door for the next guy. But he wouldn't say that until the next guy, like, answered. Because it's funny, like, we asked about Justin Cook. Okay, so when did Justin Cook start flying? And like the answer, and I give everybody clues, like it's in halves. So was he 6.5 or 15.5 or 12.5 or 9.5? And like some people say 7.5, 12.5, 11.5, and Frank Mordillo says 8.5. So I'm like, okay, here's Frank.
And he's a solid
and then
guy.
I'd be like, okay, we got a winner. And then other people come in and say 13.5, 14.5, 11.5, like, and like nobody would say anything. And then somebody else would say, okay, 8.5 again. And then Frank would come after that and say, give it to the next guy. So that was very
that was
kind.
Cool.
Frank's a solid guy.
Yeah,
we you know what, Frank? We wish you were here.
Yep.
If you're listening or you're going to listen, we wish you were here. We missed you. But it's been fun.
I asked him to come tomorrow, Saturday, but he... he's got commitments.
It's kind of hard. He's 4 hours away from us, 3.5 hours away, so it's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
But tomorrow we have a fun-filled day tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're doing a lot of stuff. We're flying the Tortuga.
The Tortuga.
Say
that again.
We're giving one away. Yeah. Give it to Uncle Ron.
Uncle Ron.
Yeah.
You know what? And we should talk. Uncle Ron. Uncle Ron, where did you get the name Uncle Ron?
Uncle
where
Ron's
did that come from?
Uncle Ron.
I got it from you, Gator.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
So, Uncle Ron,
I did. Yes.
First of all, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I know you're in pain. You have back issues. We really appreciate you making the trip from Connecticut to be here with us. It's awesome, man. We really appreciate it, you know?
Absolutely.
And we thank you for all the work you've done to help grow the team and you know, we have a lot of new team members, Kyle.
We do.
What do you think?
Because of Ron, we have at least, what, 5-6 new people now?
Yeah.
Yeah, solid. Yeah. Solid.
Yeah.
It's solid. Awesome.
Some new guys. He's keeping track of them, keeping them straight. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ron's a good dude. Yeah.
So what do you think about the humble crib in the middle of Redneckville, Florida?
You got a very nice crib here.
Bert.
This is definitely the boonies.
We're in the country, in the middle of nowhere, Florida.
Yeah, it's definitely in the country.
Yeah?
It's cool.
You don't live in the country?
I kind of do, but I'm like on the outskirts of the city, kind of, so.
So you have a little bit more action around you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could drive like 5 minutes away and go to like Walmart or something where it looks like you probably drive like a half hour to get to the store.
No, we have a Walmart about 10 minutes.
No.
We're going to eat some awesome sushi tonight, 3 minutes away. Can you believe that?
Wow.
In the boonies, yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome. He's not sold.
It's scary, man. It's called Redneck Sushi. Yeah.
Redneck.
You got to watch for that shit.
Sushi.
That's scary stuff, yeah.
Oh,
anyway, Ron, so Ron, we were going to do a contest today, and we're going to ask people, like, one of the questions was, and, you know, we're not going to do it now, because tomorrow we'll reset the questions.
Right.
So might as well just bring it up. We were going to ask, you've been asked this thing, freaking, everybody gets a kick out of asking you this, because I don't think there's a single person in the entire world that has as many helicopters as you do. There's just not. So I apologize, because it's like a broken record.
That's okay.
It really is a broken record. Everybody asks Uncle Ron the same freaking question every time. In any podcast, anywhere, Fun Flies Everywhere. But it I don't care if it's a broken record. There's no... It is not a broken record. It is a Guinness record. It is a Guinness record. There was such thing as like the if we could write this on the Guinness like book of world records, you would be at the top for who owns the highest number of remote control RC or remote control helicopters that are turnkey ready to fly, where you just plug in the battery, turn the transmitter, and you can fly. And you told me today you have how many goblins alone?
Goblins?
Yeah.
Turnkey ready to go?
Yeah.
35.
Okay, so this is a running joke in the inner circle here, because we don't have that many kits in stock at SAB USA right now, ladies and gentlemen. So when we need a kit, we can call Uncle Ron, and we'll take care of you. It's no problem. 35. What's the largest or the highest number of turnkey helicopters you've ever owned combined across the board on all brands?
48. Ready to go.
48, ready to go.
48.
I had 48 ready to go at one point.
Why?
Well, I have a question. What do you love about the helicopter so much? Like, what do you love about them? Why would you want to have that many?
Yeah, so
why do you love them that much? I mean, coming from somebody that doesn't have any, that would probably never fly one. But why do you like?
Why so many? Yeah, yeah, yeah. What makes you love them so much?
And it's not like a loaded question.
No, it's not. Why do you like them? I've always had a fascination with helicopters since I was a kid. So flying the RC helicopters was just something that had to happen for me. And why I have so many? When I first started this hobby back when I was like 19 years old, I didn't have a lot of money, so I couldn't really afford anything, you know. So then as I got older and got back into the hobby, I am fortunate enough to have a great job, great career, and my wife does too, and money wasn't really an object, and I just like helicopters, so I just kind of bought whatever I wanted.
48.
That's a good answer.
How many nitros do you have, sir?
How many nitros, Ron, right now, ready to fly?
10.
10 nitros ready to fly. So this is screwed up because I was sponsored by a line. I don't mean to brag, but my picture, my big banner with my singers are still at the Align factory in Taiwan. I was sponsored by Miniature Aircraft. I was sponsored by SAB. And, you know, I traveled the world representing SAB, and I never, ever came close. Not even by a tenth of what you have. I think the most I've ever had is probably 7 or 8 turnkey helicopters.
And what about right now? Let's compare. What do you have right now for turnkey helicopters?
Turnkey. I have a 700 Freedom Edition Thundersport. I have a 700 Thundersport with the gold scheme, which I flew today. I have a 770 Sport, which is the new 770. I have a 570, which you flew last weekend in Delaware, at Hillers Over Delaware. I have a Thunder T. That's also turnkey. And I think I have a Mini Comet, because I pulled a V-bar out of I have a turnkey Mini Comet, but I pulled the Neo out of the Fireball, so my Fireball is not turnkey. I have to put a Neo. So I have 6 right now. 6.
Wow.
Oh, and
Nitro.
I have the Nitro. I have the Nitro. Yeah, I have 7. Nitro. I have 7. Wow. I have 7. But I only really have 2 that are like in that I trust to fly. Like the other ones might not. I made changes. Like they're not like. They're kind of ready, but they're not. Like the Freedom Edition 700 Thunder Sport is missing a tail fin. Like, there's things I have to do. Yeah. What about you?
Right now.
Yeah.
As SAB's main demo pilot.
Yeah.
The lead pilot.
Yeah, number one SAB lead pilot. Factory pilot.
One. One helicopter ever.
One. Hold on. In Kyle's defense, last weekend he had 2. Okay.
Okay.
But one didn't make it home. Okay.
He did an auto rotation that quite didn't make it. Yeah.
I have 1. Literally 1. And if I spend about an hour, I could maybe have like 2.5.
I have a couple you can borrow if you need to.
If you just want to leave your 700 here, dude, that'd be great. I could really use it right now.
So, Ron, what does it feel like to be the team manager of SAB? Like, I'm just curious. Like, SAB USA. Is there anything you want to say about that? Is it a pain in the butt? Is it a nightmare? Is it political? Is it you have to deal with a lot of crap? Do you like it? Do you not like it?
No, I love it. It's good. It's
a lot of drama, though, isn't it?
Oh, there's drama. Yeah.
But you love it. You love the drummer.
Yeah, but I like it though because it's. I like to deal with people, so I'm kind of a people person. So
you don't mind the drama?
No, I don't mind.
The drama, you get a kick out of the drama.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I laugh about it because it's kind of funny.
So, true story. So, when we tried to get Ron to be the team manager, I talked to Gator. And Gator and I discussed this over a while on a trip to Virginia. And I told Gator, you know, I'm not so convinced about Ron. Because Ron is just too freaking nice. And Ron's the kind of guy that somebody's going to be like, Ron, I want to be on the team. And he's just such a nice guy. He's going to say, oh, sure, what do you need? I hook you up. It's all good. And Gator's like, no way.
No way.
Ron can be an asshole when it needs to be,
he
right?
He can be an asshole for sure.
Ron is a sweetheart, but when you push his buttons or when he knows that things are not the right way or when he feels like that's not the right thing to do, he'll stop you, right?
And what he does, what impressed me so much, what impressed me so much about him was he wasn't that guy, and there's people out there like this, and I don't even mind saying it, that there's people that are always out looking for something for nothing, you know?
Yeah,
so they
want to
be on a team so they can get free stuff or, you know, discounts and all that shit that goes along with it. And Ron, Uncle Ron, was not like that. He's like, he loves the product. He loves the product. He loves the company. And he'll only represent what he loves and what he is passionate about. And that impressed me. And at the time, we were talking about three different managers. Remember? We were talking about one for BK Servos, for Switchblades, and for SAB. And it's like, listen, let's make one guy
who's
the right guy.
Let's give it to Ron,
And he
was at a meeting with Ron that year in Virginia.
We did.
I think it was the
October
fall.
Last year.
Fall of last year, and everything clicked.
Yeah, and it clicked.
Yeah.
And the guy, and of course, there isn't anybody that wouldn't expect it as a team manager. You do get discounts, you get this and that. No, this guy accepts the position and doesn't want nothing. He doesn't want nothing. No discount, no nothing. Boom, I'm good. I just want to do the job. And you know what? That is dedication. That's dedication, dependability.
It's a hobby, right?
It's a hobby, but his love for it.
We're in the hobby as a business, and we make very little money, not to complain, but it's a fact, right?
Yeah.
And like as a sponsor pilot, you don't make a lot of money. And if you do, but most people, 99.999% of people don't. And
I mean, how many people around the country, around the world, make money flying helicopters?
Flying?
Really?
Maybe three.
Right.
And it's not enough to make a living. No. No.
And
way.
This guy does it for the love of the hobby. And you know, you look at, you know, whether it be the hangout or just posts. Somebody posts, you know, and. It's a question that some people may find stupid, but somebody just doesn't know. And this guy will answer it. This guy jumps right in. Call me. I'll help you. Doing this and that. And he's just that kind of guy.
Isn't he a lovable guy?
He is. Who could not love Uncle Ron? He is.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? That's part of that. We may do a contest tomorrow.
And stuff like that.
Great guy.
So anyway.
You know what, though? I do want to say one more thing. I want to give a shout out to you two. Kyle and Bert.
Why? No need.
Because, you know, there are so many companies that have come and go, and it's all about the almighty dollar, which, listen, everybody needs to make a living, and you guys really take this to the next level with SAB USA, and you guys show up at events, you are approachable, you talk, you want to help people.
We love it.
You
want to promote the brand. Like, we do this because we love the hobby. Because we all could be doing something else.
Exactly.
And, this sounds really, really crappy and shitty. But we all could be doing something else. We really could, right?
Yeah.
Like, I have a career in IT. You know, I have a college degree. I have a lot of certifications in IT. I'm a commercial pilot. You know, ATP rated. Like, I could do a lot of different things. I do this because I love this. And, like, the money's not there. It's enough to survive
and
make a living.
You can make a decent living.
You can make it living. But the money's not comparable to, like, what you could be doing something, like, doing something else. But it's because we love it. We go to an event. We enjoy hanging with people. We enjoy helping people. We enjoy the flying aspect of it, the camaraderie and everything else. That's all there is to it. I mean,
when people can come up to you both, you know, and talk to you and ask, and I know it sounds crazy, ask for an autograph or a picture or advice or whatever, you guys do it. You guys stop what you're doing to help, you know, the everyday guy. And that's what makes a difference. That's what people respect. You know, it's not just about the heli. It's the people that are behind the heli manufacturer.
Yeah.
That. So I thought it was important to bring that up.
Well, thank you.
So, Justin. So, what do you enjoy about the flying? Is it just the flying? Do you like to hanging out?
The cocktails.
Justin is a little shy. Get the microphone close to you. There you go.
I don't know. I just think it's fun. Ever since I first started, just seems really, really cool.
And you've made friends in the hobby.
Yeah.
So definitely. To you, that's also important, yeah. Right? It's like for everybody else. Yeah. Like, you're buddies with a lot of people, like, yeah. You know, Travis Reyes and, like, you know, Chris Damonte and, like, Tal Roglet yeah. And those guys. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, John? You just bitch a lot. I know.
No, I think it's fun.
You're worse than I am.
You know, it's a good father-son thing. Keeps him out of trouble. But like you, I go on the fun flies. I can talk.
But you also made friends. Like, right, you yeah, made a lot of friends. A lot of friends. Like Joe Reyes and, like, everybody. Like,
yeah, how great is Joe
Even
Reyes?
Friends
Joe.
We don't know from around the world. You know,
yeah,
we
miss
consider
you, Joe.
Them friends.
We should have been here.
The
yeah.
Same hobby. I mean, yeah. It can be work sometimes for a dad. There's yeah. A lot to it, getting to events and stuff.
Yeah,
but
of course.
If we didn't enjoy it, we wouldn't do it.
And Joe hasn't been to a lot of events, but Joe was at IRCHA a couple of years, right? 2 or 3 years? How many years did you go to IRCHA?
Maybe 3, maybe 4.
And, man, the creativity this freaking Joe guy has. Like, we did a... Was it IRCHA? It's like... I think it could have been our first or second IRCHA year when we went as an official sponsor of BK Designs, was called, like, as our company name. And you're like, oh, we got to do these, was it like stickers or things you put in the toilet? And like, you Joe went inside the freaking, the porta potties.
Yes. With, stunk.
And you put like stickers. You're the winner. Like, come to our booth.
Yes, find the QR codes.
Awesome. Like, so much creativity. Like, it's just so much fun, you know?
It's fun.
It's a business for us, right? But it's the fun part of it is what makes it what it is. Because the business side of it sucks. It's the It's the fun part of it that makes it worthwhile.
But
yeah.
This business has a fun part. That's what's so great
huh?
About it.
What?
I'm sorry. This business
This business has a fun part to it. That's what makes it so great.
Does it?
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. We're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So this is what we call a dumbed down episode. You know, we've been doing, you know, informative episodes, technical, like we did with servos. We've had interviews with Tarek Alsadi. And, like, you know, there's times for interviews. There's time for just chilling and shooting the crap and... you know, we're celebrating the anniversary of SAB USA, first anniversary. SAB is releasing an airplane, SAB Avio Division.
Tortuga.
So, you know, not just Tortuga, but yeah, they're releasing some turbine-powered jets that yep. Are coming to the market. For the people asking about Tortuga, I think it will be available late August to early September.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and then the turbine jets coming later, probably October, November. You know, mid-sized turbine jets. So, yeah.
Yes.
It's, we're just having fun. And
Tomorrow's a big day. So they tomorrow. Should be looking out for us, right? All day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the time they listen yes. To this, it'll be done.
Right,
but
it'll be done. That's
it'll
right.
Be done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure people will get to enjoy. We're doing a lot of videos. Live videos,
yep.
And otherwise, and yeah, giveaways.
Yep.
Yeah.
Flying, videos, talking.
Yeah.
So. Giving stuff away, so, yes.
Anyway, are we done?
I think so.
Anybody has anything to say? Oh my God, these people are quiet.
Who farted?
That was me.
Just congratulations, and you guys are doing good.
Thank you, John. Like thanks for your support, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey,
John and Justin,
thank you.
You
know, that's the good part. A little bit of help goes a long ways, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like Ron. I won't fly nothing unless we believe in the product, and that's why we do it. It's some people think you get paid or free stuff. To
no, there's no money in this crap.
It's
because
it's brands we trust, brands we like, and it's, you know, it's a big family. It's fun.
It's a good point because when my first sponsor was Miniature Aircraft. They never paid me a dime. I wasn't making any money. I was getting a little help with parts, but most of the parts I had to buy at a discount. And I did it because I believed in it, and I was friends with the owner, Tim Skunert, and, like, it was just a good old time. Bobby was on the team at that time. Like, Beast, Beresford Davis, was mm-hmm. On the team. There was, like, a bunch of people that, like, they were just cool. We hung out. Like, Craig Martin, my good friend, joined the team later. We were just... we're just a bunch of friends hanging out. We love the product. We wanted to help the owners of the product. And that was it. Like, mm-hmm. that's how the hobby it works. It's a hobby. It's a hobby.
It was fun.
Yeah. And if at some point or another you get to that level where you deserve more than just a discount, you might get free product. And if at some point or another you get to that level where you deserve money, maybe you might get it. But it's the hobby's not really what that's all about, because it's such a small industry. It's not like NASCAR or like Formula race F1 racing. It's mm-hmm. like it's not there. So if you get there, you're like one of the fortunate 3 or 4 out of the whole world population. But if you don't get there, who cares? You're having fun, right?
So just enjoy yourself. Yeah. Don't take yourself too seriously. Just have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a hobby.
So awesome. So we're going to go have some sushi. Yeah. Thank you guys to sushi. Listen to our sushi dumbed down episode.
This is like background noise.
Background noise. Yes. This is
elevator music.
SAB USA's first year anniversary celebration. Mm-hmm. So, Uncle Ron, you have something to say?
Yes, I have one thing to say.
Do it.
So, congratulations to Bert, Susie, on the SAB whole deal.
What about Kyle?
And Kyle.
I came in late, so it's okay.
And just from me, from an aspect of me from getting into the hobby, like I looked up to Bert and Kyle since I got into it. And mm-hmm. these guys are just regular human beings, man. You can go and talk to them. You have a question, they'll answer it. Mm-hmm. That to me is like the biggest part of the hobby and what you guys bring to the hobby. You guys are just amazing.
Thank you, Ron.
On how you guys do that. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people, you know, that you can't...
They're stuck up?
You know, stuck up. Not even just stuck up. Just like, you know, if you're not like on their level, they don't even want to talk to you. You know?
Yeah, that's not what the hobby's all about.
Absolutely not what it's about.
I've said it to a million people. Probably never said it on a podcast. But I was offered and given so much help when I was starting out in the hobby that the least I could do is to give back. That's it.
Yeah.
Simple. It's just common sense. Yeah. Like you gotta give help. You gotta give back. The hobby is a very difficult hobby. You can't expect somebody to just go to a hobby shop and buy a T-Rex 700 or a Goblin 700 or a Gowie 700 or Synergy and like literally go out there and fly the crap out of it. It takes time, effort. It takes enthusiasm. It takes willpower, and it takes like commitment to get to that level, and you got to help people because it's not an easy learning curve. So the least we could do is just to give back. That's it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So 100%. Appreciate it, Ron.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Ron. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody. So let's wrap it up. So Uncle Ron, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, where would they go? Facebook?
Facebook is usually the best place to get me.
Search Facebook. For Ron Corris Jr.
Search for me, send me a message, and I get back to you.
What about you, Uncle Gator?
Yep, Michael Gator on Facebook, or Gator. If you type in Gator, I think I'll pop up as well these days, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd love to hear from everybody except Uncle Ron.
What about you, Justin?
Facebook, and search Justin Cook, and I'll usually pop up.
John?
Same. Facebook's the easiest way to grab me.
Yeah. Joe, you're available at Amplified Graphics Design, right?
Yeah, Amplified Graphic Design Services. Don't ask me any helicopter questions because you don't want those answers.
But you can hit them up for other questions.
Yes.
Hit them up for your graphics needs. Awesome graphics guy.
Yep.
Like you've seen the work he does. It's just unbelievable. Yep. And Kyle?
I don't answer anything, but...
yeah, you do.
Facebook.com/KyleStaceyRC.
And Instagram?
Nope.
Why?
Top secret.
No.
Official SAB. Official SAB or SAB USA official?
No, Instagram.
I don't remember.
No, Stacy. Kyle Stacy.
Private.
We got this thing going about the Instagram. I think it's awesome. And you guys can get a hold of me at facebook.com/BertRC or Instagram at Bert_Cammer. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. This is Dumped Down episode number 8 or whatever it is, number 9. I forgot what it is, but we're having a great time.
Happy birthday, SAB USA.
Happy birthday, SAB USA. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for listening to our crappy episode. And we'll
see you.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.